The Prayer of Aspiration, which is a wish-fulfilling jewel, is a Treasure Terma text, spoken by Pambasambhava, then hidden, and later revealed by Rigzin Godem. It begins with a confession of mistakes made during practice. When you recite it, you can also add any other errors that you are conscious of in your practice. The root of the many different ways we cannot fulfill our intention to practice correctly is set out in the seventh stanza. I and all sentient beings without exception, from the beginning of this great eon until now, have been drawn to the karmic activity of grasping at appearances as if they were substantial entities. Due to this, we have gone under the power of the five poisons, have broken our vows, and insulted the Dharma. We humbly confess these actions, which have now become obstacles to our liberation. All merit and demerit arises from the orientation of our mind. Once we turn away from the actual, delusion corrupts our intention like sewage released into a river. Until we are fully enlightened, we need to be vigilant in purifying the errors and stains arising from reification and detachment. Then, as Buddhas, the purification of all will be our ceaseless activity. May we gain the merit and wisdom that will let us benefit others by our mere presence, just as Padmasambhava is able to do. It comes to an end with the aspiration that we will purify the five poisons, so that their true qualities of great happiness, great love, benign control, great peace, and helpful activity become effortlessly apparent. By frequently reciting this prayer, we immerse ourselves in the Tantric Buddhist tradition and thereby soften our self-affirming ego structure so that we become sensitive, pliable, and responsive in the service of others. The Prayer of Aspiration, which is a wish-fulfilling jewel. Completing the mandala section of the Jangchub Zenpe Chowang practice, offer confession and then make this prayer of aspiration, holding your hands at your heart in devotion. Salutation. Buddhas of the Ten Directions and the Three Times, Tathagatas of the Five Families, Bodhisattvas, and all you secret mantra and awareness mantra deities, please pay heed to me and all beings. All Sugatas, before you, I confess each of the unvirtuous errors I have made. When practicing absorbed contemplation of the path deities, I did not imagine them as appearance and emptiness, like a rainbow. I humbly confess that I have meditated as if the flow of experience consisted of entities. I humbly confess that I have lapsed in my bodhisattva vows to develop inclusivity and in my training in disciplined study and practice. Insulting the Mahayana doctrines, speaking roughly to my parents, challenging and disputing with my Dharma friends, and all the bad karma that I have accumulated in all my lives during beginningless time, arising from the five boundless errors and the 10 unvirtuous actions. Whatever errors I have done, encouraged others to do, and rejoiced at the performance of, I confess them all, each single one, without exception. Due to going under the power of laziness and carelessness, I have committed errors that I was aware of and that I was not aware of, all while obscured by the darkness of ignorance. all my lapses in my root and branch tantric vows, I confess individually to you, without exception, and request your forgiveness. At first, I developed a vast, inclusive aspiration for enlightenment. But then, due to laziness and weak understanding, I fell away from it. I humbly confess the lapses in my bodhicitta vow to include all in enlightenment. From the beginning of this great eon until now, I and all sentient beings without exception have been drawn to the karmic activity of grasping at appearances as if they were substantial entities. Due to this, we have gone under the power of the five poisons, have broken our vows, and insulted the excellent Dharma. We humbly confess these actions, which have become obstacles to our liberation. Happily gone as the 10 directions and the 3 times, these remain always in this world, and, without passing into nirvana, please look with compassion upon the beings in the 6 realms of samsara. We request you to teach the Mahayana Dharma. I will develop the mind that includes all in excellent enlightenment, and with that, I will enter your lineage, you, the happily gone. In order to accomplish the great benefit of happiness for sentient beings, I will develop the mind that includes all in supreme enlightenment. By my giving rise to a great vast mind of inclusion, all sentient beings without exception in the 3 worlds must be freed from the 8 sorrowful conditions of non-leisure and the 3 lower realms, and may they all gain enlightenment. Never being separated from the 3 jewels, and practicing the 10 virtues in all my lives, may I always look with compassion upon those moving in the 6 realms, and be able to help others, and give them access to all that is beneficial. For myself, and all those here who have faith, may we have long lives, with our health and wealth increasing, and with all inharmonious and troublesome conditions being pacified, may I, and all others, enjoy all that is beneficial. Gaining true discernment, confidence, remembrance, absorbed contemplation, and constant remembrance of our inclusivity, we will move through the 10 stages and the path of the transcendent virtues. May we thus quickly gain supreme enlightenment. I, say your name here, promise that from this time onwards, for measureless eons, I will act to generate a vast, inclusive mind. May the 3 jewels assist me in this. In this lifetime, and during measureless eons, my parents and servants, my sons and daughters, intimate friends and so on, all will come to dwell in the 3 lower realms. Since all sentient beings in the 6 realms discriminate between intimates and strangers, and then help or abandon them accordingly, these actions ensure that the 6 realms will not be emptied of beings. Therefore, I must not allow my inclusion of all to weaken. Now, when I have gained the most excellent power of inclusivity, may I destroy all the karma and karmic results of all sentient beings without exception in the 6 realms. Becoming like the wish-fulfilling gem, may I accomplish every ethical wish that arises in the minds of all beings. All the 3 lower realms of hells, insatiable ghosts and animals, I will recollect as my objects of kindness, and I will purify the bad karma which leads to great heat and cold, hunger and thirst, and dull stupidity. May all these beings be born as my associates and disciples. With all those in the realms of gods, demigods, and humans being remembered and held in mind, may all their sufferings of desire, anger, strife, and laziness be purified, and may they find the mind of inclusivity. When my enemies and opponents see me, may their anger and ill will change into a compassionate attitude. When my relatives and associates see me, may they gain the intention to renounce samsara. When great and powerful kings see me, may their haughty arrogance and rough, violent minds be restrained, and may they practice the Dharma. Moreover, when beings have diseases and are pierced by terrible sufferings, when they are on the point of death, and in the subsequent periods, by seeing and remembering me, may each have their own karmic sufferings pacified. By seeing or remembering me, may all sentient beings who are troubled by poverty, hunger, and thirst have their fortune increase and gain enjoyment and fulfillment. When sentient beings, be they human or animal, are caught by a killer, may I ransom their lives and protect them. When sinful humans see me, may their anger, violent thoughts, and wrong views be pacified, and may they gain calm and compassionate minds. When women see me, may their desireful thoughts and hopeful attachments be purified, and then may they realize the great happiness of mindfulness. When monks and nuns of all classes see me, may they keep their vows and morality pure and practice the six aspects of transcendence. When tantric yogis see me, may all their lost and lapsed vows be restored, and may they actualize the non-duality of self and others. When practitioners of the highest tantric yoga see me, may they be confident that all the possible appearances of samsara and nirvana are the play of the mind, and then actualize uncontrived, uncreated, original knowing. From the highest levels of this world down to the realms of hell, and from the Brahma gods to the tiniest insects in the grass, for all sentient beings in the six realms, whether with form or without, by merely seeing, hearing, touching, or thinking of me, may all their obscurations be removed. May they practice my Dharma. The essence of desire arises as great happiness. With satisfying union in non-duality, may we all actualize the knowing that sees each precise detail. The essence of anger arises as great love, by liberating with powerful killing, cutting, and annihilation. May we all actualize the original knowing of infinite hospitality. The essence of pride arises as the benign control of sentient beings. By the ceaseless roaring sound of a powerful, awesome personality, may we all actualize the original knowing of equality. The essence of mental opacity arises as the state of great peace. With the arising of the radiance of uncontrived inherent clarity, may we all actualize the mirror-like original knowing. The essence of jealousy arises as a support on the path of activity. With effective understanding of the thoughts that underlie reified objects, may we all actualize the original knowing that accomplishes everything. Wonderful! In the debased times of the final 500-year period, a fortunate secret yogi, Rigsing Godem, will meet with my treasure. The happily gone Buddhas of the three times will be his witness and will help him. See the Guru in the form of Vajrasattva, surrounded by many agents and dakinis. They act as his helpers in whatever activities he performs. If you recite this very pure prayer of aspiration, you will accomplish a great benefit for sentient beings. Thus it was said by Padmasambhava. At the time of the third Dharma chakra, the wishes of the Tibetan king and the other 25 disciples were fulfilled. Prince Lhasa Mutri Tsempo wrote this prayer down, and then it was hidden in the maroon leather casket. Rigzin Gokhi Demtrichen took it out from the yellow-coloured golden treasury on the south side of the container. Fowls. Seal. 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 Note, the confession must be made honestly, with sincere regret, as if one had swallowed poison, and with a firm intention never to make such errors again. If done like this, then the confession will be a truly effective purification, because the Buddhas will send their healing light, revealing the intrinsic emptiness of all phenomena, which has been obscured by the attachment to the idea of entities, which leads to error. This comes from the book Lotus Source, by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan, with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes, will be found within the book. Read by Wendy. Completed on the full moon day, July 2023.